Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on sound linking.
今天的主题是连音。
Although in written English, there are spaces between every word, in spoken English, there are almost never pauses between words. In order to understand spoken English, it is essential to understand how this linking is done.Today, let's concentrate on the most common sound linking situation. Whenever a word ending in a consonant sound is followed by a word beginning with a vowel sound, the consonant sound is linked to the vowel sound as if they were part of the same word.
当你前面那个字是子音，而后面的开头字是母音的时候，这个时候你就可以把两个音连起来。
Let's look at some examples. I'd like another bowl of rice, please. First, note that although there are six words in the sentence, all the words are linked together without pause. Listen again. I'd like another bowl of rice, please. Now listen to how the words like and another are linked. Like another. Like another. Like another. Like ends in a consonant sound, and another begins with a vowel sound. So the k from like is linked to the from another to produce canother. Listen to the example sentence again. I'd like another bowl of rice, please. In the sentence, there's another example of a consonant being linked to a vowel. A bowl of, a bowl of.It sounds like you are saying the word love. Here's another example. I'd love a bowl of rice. I'd love a bowl of rice. This sound linking is probably the biggest problem for learners of English when they try to understand native speakers talking. We'll talk more about sound linking in future daily tips, as this is an extremely important feature of spoken English.Today's tip is to link consonants to vowels which come after them. Tune in tomorrow for another daily tip.